There is a famous saying from St. Catherine of Siena. If you are what you should be, you will set the world ablaze. Today we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, a day which we mark the conclusion of the 50 glorious and joyful days of the Easter season and commemorate the birthday of the Church when the Holy Spirit descended upon our Blessed Mother and the apostles gathered in the upper room. In a way, we too are gathered in the upper room as a community of faith. Many parts, yet one body, united in Jesus, celebrating this heavenly banquet, waiting and opening our hearts and minds to the graces, the gifts that God seeks to bestow upon us in His Word and Spirit, so that we too can go forth with tongues ablaze, so that others may hear of the mighty works of God. In a society and a world that is in dire need of the saving message of the gospel, to love God above all things, to love your neighbor as yourself, to forgive and give oneself in humble service of others. In other words, to bring Jesus to others by our words and deeds. Today's readings offer us a way that we can be what we should be, disciples of Jesus. I gather that most of us do not speak the ancient languages that we heard about in our first reading, yet through the workings of the Holy Spirit, we have been graced to speak to others with a language that they may never have heard before, the love that God has for them, and the desire of the Church to help them in their need. A person suffering from an addiction or mental illness, those who are struggling with their faith, a relative or neighbor who is alone, a stranger experiencing economic hardship, or perhaps just someone who needs to hear they are forgiven. As we heard in our second reading, St. Paul reminds us that we have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit, who makes each of us His temple, teaching and empowering us from within. Although there are different spiritual gifts, services, and works, the living presence of the third person of the Most Blessed Trinity unites us to the mystical body of Jesus, the Church, and one another. This bond of divine love reaches into the depths of our hearts, to our very being, to guide, inspire, and strengthen us to embrace God's will, to listen to His beloved Son, and proclaim that Jesus is Lord not only in our words, but in our actions as well. The Holy Spirit is the source of spiritual gifts that we have been given so we can work towards building Jesus' kingdom here on earth, each and every day of our lives, to help renew the face of the earth. So as we celebrate this Pentecost, have we given enough attention and quiet contemplation and prayer to embrace, develop, and share the gifts that we've been blessed with? Scripture reveals, and the Church teaches, that there are seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. Wisdom, the ability to judge correctly our experiences and those events occurring around us based upon the objective truth given to us by Jesus and taught by His Holy Church. Understanding perfects our perception of the faith so that we can deepen our relationship with God. Counsel helps us correct, prompt, and make wise decisions in accordance with God's will. Fortitude gives us the strength and courage to remain steadfast in the faith, always seeking to do God's will despite the difficulties and hardships that we may endure. Knowledge enables us to use created things wisely, not for our own desires, but for what that God intended for, in other words, faithful stewardship. Piety teaches the meaning of divine filiation, to love God our Father above all things, and to love all human beings as his children. Fear of the Lord, a sense of awe, reverence, and respect in the presence of an all-powerful and loving God. All these gifts are from one Spirit, which inspires, nourishes, and strengthens us for a life lived in and for Jesus and his holy church, the wellspring of grace that sustains the sacred relationship that we have with God and guides us as we strive to live a virtuous and holy life. These are the gifts of the Advocate that Jesus announces in today's gospel, the tongues of fire that descended upon Mary and the apostles in the upper room and have stirred the hearts of the faithful for countless and continuing generations. This is the Spirit present at the existence of all time in loving union with the Father and Son, who inspired the prophets and peoples of the Old Testament, was with Jesus throughout his earthly ministry, and also inspired the authors and writers of sacred scripture. This is the Spirit that Jesus promised to send to teach and remind generations of what God has done to restore humanity's friendship with him. This is the Advocate who makes his dwelling in those who keep God's commandments and loves Jesus by keeping his words. This is the Paraclete who guides the church in her teachings as societal mores challenge the truth of the Catholic faith. Jesus said that he had come to set the earth on fire and how he wished it was already blazing, and asked, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith? Whatever the circumstances or challenges in life may be, we are called to follow the example of the apostles as they left the upper room and filled the streets of Jerusalem with the saving message of the gospel, to go into the streets within our own families, communities, schools, and workplaces to proclaim the mighty works of God. Friends, hold in your hearts that no spiritual gift is unattainable, no service is without benefit, and no work is unappreciated when we strive to do God's will and embrace his transformative grace. So as we leave Mass today, inspired by the Word of God and strengthened by the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, what are those things that we can do to be what we are called to be, disciples of Jesus, striking a match and setting the world ablaze?
Let us